Why, hello everybody, and welcome to episode 212 of Extreme Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Nick, also known now as Just Extreme all over the place. If you want to contact with me, you just come in our Discord, which is Extreme Gaming Podcast. Just search it on Google. And today on the show we have...
GreyGamer25 and Grey's Green Room on every month. Talk about entertainment.
Yay! You done it, finally. I'm so proud of you, Dad.
Remind me of a little penguin then.
And Trainspotting Trev, and I don't forget mine, this, the Trekwave for Star Trek, goodness. Hello.
Hello, my name is Roslight. You can find me on good social media platforms underneath the name Roslight. Also, enjoy myself with my new heated seat.
I thought you'd meant to save that for later on, wouldn't you?
Nah, I just thought.
I've never liked a heated seat, man. I don't like car seats. And you know the latest thing? I bet your car's got it, Ross, because you've got a brand new car. I bet it's got a heated steering wheel.
Yes.
I hate it. Why do people love all this heated stuff? It makes you feel like you're wet.
I just like being cozy in the winter, okay? Is that a crime?
Cozy?
Why do you need a heated car seat? You're in a car that's warm anyway, so...
I need my buns to be toasted.
The poor that's dude's fine. Like, I've got a new car, it's got nice heated seats, and we're just all ripping up about it. How is everybody?
I was trying to wind up Ross before I've got this as well, so there you go, mate.
MetaQuest 3.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll be talking about that later on in the show, then.
Give me a week or two to play.
Well, you ain't to get out of the box yet?
No. Give me a chance, man.
All right, fair enough. We'll get back to that next week. Right, it's been a really, really, really busy week, but not been playing a lot. I am highly addicted to Ark. We've got our new Ark server, and I'm highly addicted to it. Before I get into this, because that's what we're going to talk about first, if anybody has any questions, please get onto our Discord at Extreme Peace. Slipped again, man. Ross only just caught me.
Oh, you know, 5 years of that, you're allowed to make a mistake.
I know, it's man. Okay. It's been a long time. Extreme Gaming Podcast. Just get on there and you can meet us all on there. Anyone that gives me a Discord sub, I really do appreciate them. They do help out a lot. That's where the main source of the income comes from Extreme Gaming Podcast now, is through Discord or Twitch subs. So thank you to everybody that does them. Right, let's get on to this. I've been totally addicted to Ark. As you know, me and Gray set up a server last week. And, mate, I know, like, people... There's a few people talking about how the game's got bugs, it's got this, and they've got the new Unreal Engine 5 version coming out, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you can tame the bugs, can you not? And ride them with narco berries.
Yeah, you can, actually, yeah.
But berries.
You do get some really little annoying ones. You get these little ant ones that follow you around, and you get these bird ones that come along, and they, like... They fly down and they nick stuff off you and they fly away.
I wish the bird would follow me. That'd be nice.
What, to peck you, nick something and run away?
The joke's gone.
Yeah, so we've been playing this. Sorry. We've been playing this for the last week. And I've had some really, really good times on this game, man. I'm like, I know that it's not everybody's cup of tea. But I'm highly addicted. Every minute when I've not been working, I've been on... literally playing this game, and all week I've been trying to tame these dinos. I've built a massive base, like, so Comic went to play golf for a few days, so he didn't come on. Matt went away because he had some stuff going on, so I was there all alone just getting started in the server, because we gave it 3 days before it was open to the public, just so we can get a little base made and stuff like that. So I built this massive castle. It's got like an inn, it's got a massive wall all the way around it, it's got a waterfall, it's got a massive building, and I've got a few dinosaurs, little ones, like stegosauruses. They're all like little dinosaurs, nothing big, nothing aggressive yet. So I come up with the idea, there's a river running just down the side of my like base, and it goes over a waterfall, and over it is a bridge, like a stone, it's not a real bridge, but it's a stone going over it, which I've turned into a bridge. So what I had this like really like light bulb moment where I was like, do you know what? If I put a like a massive door, because you can get a massive dinosaur door, which is like about, I don't know, 200 feet high. I thought if I put that door on the end of where the waterfall is, because it comes through like a cave, any dinosaurs that chase me, so I take my clothes off, I get my little naked, nice little ass out, and then what happens is I run around in my little pants, and that dinosaur sniffs out my ass, and literally... It chases me. It wants that arse, yeah? So I start running.
It's a whole new level to bestiality right there.
And this isn't Ellen, by the way.
I'm seeing this right now with a dinosaur with his nose up his ass.
This isn't like, Ellen. This is some other dinosaur.
Oh, that's even worse.
She's older than you. I get
she doesn't listen to the podcast, so she doesn't know. But So today, my plan was to get a dinosaur to fall in there, and then I can tame it because it can't kill me. So today, I got my first Tyrannosaurus Rex. Got it in there, passed it out. What I call it? I called it Ellen.
Ellen Rex. Should be Ellen Rex.
Because that mofo is angry.
Oh, dear.
There you go.
But she doesn't know that yet. Wait for someone to text her. She'll come in and I'll be streaming and she'll be like, is that me? no, darling, not you. Yeah, yeah. Spelling mistake. Darling. I'll be like, Gray named it and he typed it in.
Yeah, all right, blame me.
Yeah.
Blame.
But we'll believe that. So we've been playing for ages and like literally I've been practicing for like the last 3 days, getting my clothes off, running out, running back towards the base and getting chased. And dinosaur chases you, it kills you, and then it chases you a bit more, it kills you. Get it into that like pit and then take it out. Today was the first day, and I streamed. Do you know what? I haven't streamed for a little while, and I'd done a stream today for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours with Matt. It was so funny. If you can go back, the stream was so funny because it was just me and Matt. We had 3 Allosauruses, which are really, really aggressive. There's 3 of them, and one's an alpha, so it's got like fire on its back, which means it's in charge of the pack of them together, yeah? So if I kill that one, then the flame will go to the next one. If there's 2 of them, one will be in charge of the other one, like an alpha. And it gives them loads of buffs and stats and stuff. Anyway, we get all 3 of them in there. So me and Matt, like, I'm like, Matt, there's 3 like proper dodgy dinosaurs over here. Like, they're proper, like, aggressive. There's no way we'd ever be able to tame them just by running around. They would just mash everything up. So we run off. We're getting all these bows together and that. What happens? I get all my narco berries, all of my, like, darts that I need, my shotgun. It's a bit like Rust, but everything you need is on me, yeah?
Not as good.
So what do? But not as good. It's much better than Rust. It's much better than Rust.
Under the pit.
I promise you.
It's not.
I promise you haven't played it. It is really good. You would really like it.
Yes, I have. I have played it.
You haven't played it deep.
That's why I know I don't like it.
You haven't gone deep in it.
True.
You haven't. You've just run around in the grass.
No, I said, I agreed with you. True. I haven't played it to level.
We're going
to
get you in and then you're going to see. Anyway, back to my point. So I get all this gear on me and I go to the edge to start shooting it because you have to narco it to put it out and then you have to tame it. So as I'm like, Matt, get the other side. So I come creeping over and like a dickhead that I am, what happens? I just fall into the pit myself.
I knew it.
And it just eats me. It just eats me. But then all my gear is in the bottom of the pit with the dinosaur.
With the dinosaur.
So me and Matt spend the next 2 or 3 hours working out ways to try and get our gear back. We tried so many different things. The first one with method we tried, yeah, was Matt, get naked. Yeah, you jump in the water and swim to the other end, and I'll jump in this end, grab my bag and get out. So he does that, I jump in, hit the floor and die. I'm like, ah, shit. So I come back out again. I'm like, right, ready, Matt? He jumps in, I jump in, didn't die this time by hitting the floor. I got up to the bag, and we've died so many times, there's bags everywhere. I get to the wrong bag, bloody thing kills me again. I was like, oh, Matt, I don't know what to do. Like, what are we going to do? So then, because there's 3 of them in there as well, they're highly aggressive. We're like, maybe. Matt said, look, don't worry about getting me one yet. We'll get me one tomorrow, but we'll focus on getting your one. So what we do then is we're like, look, we'll kill the 2 other ones so there's just 1 in there and it's a lot easier. And then we'll do the same trick. I'll run up the other end. You grab your bag. So we spend ages making all these arrows. We kill like these 2. We keep shooting them. 2 of them die. And then we're like, right, we're getting somewhere. There's 1 left. So I'm like, right, get naked. Jump in. He jumps in. I jump in. Eats me. Does that 10 times. I'm like, oh my God. I said, all right, what we'll do is this time, you jump in, take it to the other end, and I'll go to the gate, and I'll open the gate quickly, creep in, close the gate so it won't see me, grab my bag and exit. It kills me again. So it goes on for ages like this, yeah. It's like 3 or 4 hours, and we're just, because it's obviously, this is like really high level to get in game. Like, you don't just get these kind of dinosaurs without planning and like commitment to them. And some of them need like special food and whatever, special requirements. Anyway, so we're getting to the last points now. And I go down there and we kill both of them. And I said, look, we've got to put this one out. So we just knock it. We've been doing this for about 4 hours. Do you know what happens?
It died of an overdose.
Yeah.
Of course it did.
He drugged it to death, of course.
Yes.
Did you say that because he was watching it?
Why don't you just kill him?
Did you watch it?
No, it's common sense, man. I have played the game, so I know how it works. Yeah, that's what happened.
I was like, Matt, we just done so much.
But look at it this way. You're able to get all your bags back.
Yeah, we got the bags back. We was a bit disappointed, and I was like, Matt went silent. I was like, oh, cheers for the help, Matt.
Some other dinosaur fall in there, and you'll be fine.
But then, and then I got called into a job, so I was like, I've got to go. So I'm trying to round up all this herd of dinosaurs, because they've all got all my, like, I've been building a massive base. They've all got stone and wood and all this on them, and I'm dragging all these dinosaurs behind me like a herd, because they can carry a lot of weight. So I've got them all behind me, and they're all, like, following on. And then I get a phone call from my work saying, Nick, do you want to do a job or whatever? I was like, yeah, all right, sweet. So he's like, oh, yeah, you got to go Winchester. I was like, man, I need to get out of here. So what happens? All my dinosaurs just start scattering off into the distance. I'm not trying to round them up. And I'm like, man, I've got to be at work. I'm like, I can't be leaving this stuff here. I can't leave this here. Like, I've got to get them back in. So I'm running around and I'm grabbing them and I'm bringing them back. Took me ages. I finally got them back. Then I went and done my job, came back from my job, and I was like, it was about 5 o'clock, and I was like, man, the podcast's on tonight. I've got to get ready for the podcast. I want to get all the sound sorted, because last week was terrible, so sorry for the sound last week. It all went wrong. It's this Stream Deck. It just really messes me about. Anyway, I get on. I've got a couple of hours before we have to get ready for the podcast. Matt jumps in, so I'm like, all right, Matt, let's jump in and do some stuff. Comic jumps in. Jammer jumps in, and we're like, yes. And they're still addicted. They're still on there now while we're doing the podcast. Anyway, so I'm like, what are you lot doing? And then as I run past, I see a T-Rex. And I was like, oh my God, it's a T-Rex. That needs to be mine. And the whole saga starts again. But only this time, we learned from the last time, I ran in there with my little naked body, running along, jumps in, yeah, pro this time. It follows me in, drops in, I come out, get my narco things, shoot it, go straight to sleep. Went down there, put the meat in it, because it loves a bit of meat in it. A bit like you, Trev. And then, so it's got its meat in it. It starts taming. And then what happens? Takes like 2 hours. And now I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, podcast is in 20 minutes. Podcast is in 15 minutes. Podcast is in like 10 minutes. And then I'm like, it tames it literally at 1:30, just before you lot came in the room as I was still taming it. I even said to everybody else, I said, I think the podcast might have to start late tonight. Which we never do. But yeah, I'm absolutely loving that game. I've built a massive base. And do you know what? I like the game that much. Like, if you like Minecraft, yeah, and you like going around just building bases and stuff like that, this is amazing because the bases are so realistic, you know. And, like, I'll start to help Comic and Matt, and they've got their big areas coming up because you've got, like, really massive walls and everything. But we're all playing it. I would love to see more players coming in. We've got about 10 people that are in and out of the game at the moment, and it's starting to pick up. And we will be playing like a lot of PvE where we all just get together because we're not going to kill each other. And we'll go and we'll try and complete the actual server because there is an actual end game. A lot of people were saying to me, what's the point in this game? There's no end game. You just tame dinosaurs and walk around. But it does actually have a really good end game. You have to collect all of the items by killing bosses, and then that spawns a super boss. And this is like weeks and weeks down the line. This isn't like, in short, you can't just go and do it. So if anyone wants to get in, it's just called Extreme Gaming Podcaster Server. So you just get Ark. You need to get Ark on the Steam version. That's the easiest way. It won't work from Xbox. And then basically look for Extreme Gaming Podcast in the list. Make sure you get password off. Otherwise, it won't show up. And then we'll all literally be playing in there. It would be good to see a lot of you getting in, because we will get a big community playing this. You've got a question, do you say, Trev?
Yeah, I do. So I read that, and I could be wrong, but I'm sure I read this, that the remake version that they brought out, the one with Unreal Engine 5 that's got the bugs and stuff, because of course it does. They always have bugs at the start. That one is partly done because of community demand, and because in the end of 2024, they will turn off the servers for the version that you're playing right now.
Really?
Which doesn't surprise me. Why would you keep servers up for both versions? Well, which actually leads me into my question, Nick, of if I got the newer version, which is the same game, but new engine, I can't play with you, I don't think. Hence why there are two sets of servers for two different versions of the game.
From what I've heard, They've like Jammer's just said it as well, they've already turned off the servers.
Oh, wow, damn, okay. So is all servers going to be shut down?
No, all official servers. are shut down.
Ah, so you have to go and buy your own
no
server.
No one uses the official server anyway, because it's always boring on there, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, nobody does that. Is it? Who cares?
Yeah. So, but the thing is, what I like about this game, like, say, if you compare it to Rust, because it is a similar sort of game, it's just a bit old
school. With dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly.
Rusty dinosaurs. The thing,
naked dinosaurs.
Yeah. the thing is, like, with the difference between that and this, I would say is people like both of them, and you do the same kind of construction, building stuff, blah, blah, blah. But with the Unreal Engine 5, I know that that graphics is going to look amazing, but they've got bugs, lots of people are complaining about it at the moment. You know, if this one goes offline, I'm sure at some point we will move on to that one. It's just it's not ready yet. I don't think it's ready yet, and I don't think the server will be shut down, not in our time of playing anyway, so we can all enjoy it until we get bored of it. And you know what? I wouldn't mind completing it. We actually had an Ark server probably 5 years ago, and we had loads of us on it, and we was really enjoying it, and we was all near end game, but we didn't actually complete it. We couldn't do it. It was too hard. But this time round, we're in a different place. We're on a different map. We're on the Crystal Isles, which has got all biomes, so you can get hold of everything. And it is really good fun. I'd just say to people, if you like them like survival games, this is a really good one. I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm quite happy to just go and build. I was even thinking about just going and building bases in other areas just so people can come on and see, just like a Minecraft world was, you know, where you just get things built up.
Nick, would you buy the Ark 2 when it comes out at the end of 2024? Because that will be the next big thing.
Well, I couldn't work it out. Ark. So there's two different types. There's Ark 2 and there's Ark, is it Ascension?
Yeah,
so which one's number two? Which one's newer and which one's older?
Ark 2 isn't out yet. It's out at the end of 2024. And the new version that's out at the moment is the reskin version of Ark 1.
So if it's just a reskin, why can't they keep the server running and just have it pick up?
Because it's two different games engines, mate. So it's two different. I don't know. I'm not a coder or anything.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering. Like, engines. Even though it could be two different engines, but if it's all the same, if it's all based on a server and server numbers and digits, then surely they could.
I would love it because I would buy the new version and play that. Yeah, it's a beast to run, but.
Yeah, well, when Ark 2 comes out, that'll be a day one buy for me because, like, this game, I've put hundreds of hours into it and I'm addicted to it. I'm on it all the time. My missus is like, where have you been? I ain't seen you for days. You're like, you've disappeared, you know? Getting in, like just before the podcast, I got this T-Rex and now it's like, I've been playing a game for, like, 200 or 300 hours or whatever and, like, I get in and there's something new for me. I've got a T-Rex. I can go anywhere on the map now. I can kill things. I can fight back. Like, I'm not just this...
Raiding Ellen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fight.
Literally. Really
what a
is.
Fight, man. You have to hold on tight.
while it's eating the spicy chilies and peppers and whatnot.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll ride that chili.
Are we still talking about the dinosaur?
Of course we are.
Which is leads us into the first question, Nick, which is arc-related and funny, actually.
Yeah, but
Comic
just
is
one
looking
second.
For some answers.
Before we do ask, I will say comment his thing, just quickly while it's in the chat. Jammer just said, as far as he's aware, Ark 2 is something totally different. It's not the same game.
He missed my response, so... Yeah, that's what I said, Jammer, anyway. Yep.
Right, yeah, so Comic did put a question in about Ark, and it was, when will you rebuild my house, Nick, my base, and stop robbing materials from my base in Ark? Right, so... There's a story to go with this.
Up on the case.
There's a story to go with this. And it's, I promise you...
You're a Robin Bosch.
It is not my fault. Listen, yeah, this is not my fault. I've tried to say it to these boys. They don't get it. Yeah? So we built the server. It was done by Ping Perfect. So if anyone's to blame, it's Gray because he set the server up.
My fault.
So what happened was, when the server gets set up, you get all the settings and blah, blah, blah. It all gets set up and it's all automatic. We didn't realise this, yeah? So me, Matt and Comic, I made a tribe called Extreme Gaming Podcast, and we just assumed everybody that wanted to be in our tribe would join up and we'd all play. So what happened is Matt came on, Comic came on, they joined the tribe, all groovy, we're walking around. And then we started getting this problem where every time I called for my dinosaurs, I would take both of theirs, and then they would call for theirs, and they would take all of mine. And all of a sudden, you've got like these dinosaurs with no idea where they're going, just all scattering around a field where we all keep whistling at them. So we went into the settings and that to look at the tribe settings, and it gives you all these different layers. Like, you can have profile one, profile two, you can have ranks and all this. But it was quite difficult, and I haven't had time to look into it, so I couldn't work it out. So we come up with the idea to say what we'll do is we will leave the tribe and just join together as allies. So basically, we do that. What happens? All of a sudden, everything belongs to Extreme Gaming Podcast and not to them. So they've lost. They lost. They couldn't get in any doors for their own bases. They didn't own their bases. They couldn't open any of their boxes. Basically, I own the rights to everything. And what it was is there's a little tab when you first start your tribe to say, is it publicly owned by the group? So everything's publicly owned. So none of us, even me, I don't own anything. If I leave the group, I lose all my stuff as well, yeah, to the group. Anyway, okay. So we had this whole palaver where I was like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on here. So we've then demolished like Comics House to try and see if we can redo the doors and stuff like that. And then like got rid of that. And then these two are like, man, you've done this on purpose. I was like, look, it's not my fault. It was in a setting. So I went in there and changed it all to personally owned. So they own their stuff themselves. And at this point, we've like tried about 10 things and then had to reinstall the server from a backup, because what's happened is literally like I got rid of all my base, which is like 4 days of building. And then I didn't own it anymore. None of us owned it. So we're just doing this over and over again. But in the end, what it came down to was we just destroyed both of their bases. So what Comic's talking about in his question is the fact that I cancelled out his base by destroying the whole thing. And then I just left him with two cupboards in the middle of a field with loads of rock, stone and gear in it.
Can I just say one song comes to mind, and it's Wrecking Ball by, what's her name? I've
forgotten
that.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. Cyrus.
Yeah.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Poor Comic, man. He's a revenge for being away golfing for 3 days.
Well, I've got him back anyway. We gave him all the stone in that to build a base. Like, I needed his stuff today. I robbed him, but I gave it back. And just now,
he admitted it. That's so, like 10 years.
Yeah. And
wait a minute. So wait, so you really didn't rob. You were just borrowing it.
I just borrowed it, yeah. But the bottom line is I paid him back in full because I gave him a Stegosaurus with a saddle just now.
Ah, okay. Bribery.
You get less years for admitting your fault, mate. Well done. Well done.
So, but that's that. Right. Like, the game's all good. And basically, we're really, really enjoying it. If anyone wants to get help getting on the server,
I'll download it in the area.
Extreme Gaming Podcast. Search that up in ARC, the version of Steam. And yeah, we're all good. Just quickly before we move on, Gray, why is your E back to front again?
Ah, crap.
Every week he's back to front.
Flip it. Could one of you tell me, that's maybe Jamma knows, what's the difference between ARK Survival Evolved and ARK Survival of the Fittest? Is Survival of the Fittest something that was taken away a long time ago?
No, one of them's a Battle Royale. So basically, you get 20 people, you get dropped into there, and then you build quickly and do stuff quickly, and then you have it out of each other.
I'm sure Survival of the Fittest is gone now. They stopped supporting it officially.
Yeah, it's not really.
It didn't do well, did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Comic cool. says he destroyed our bases so he could keep his castle. Pretty much. But these two, I'm not being funny. These two kept causing me chaos, yeah? What?
234 gigabytes. Holy. I mean, that shit's all over COD. COD's like. Well, okay.
Is it really that much?
Innocent, yeah.
What, for ARK?
Wow. ARK's like, hold my beer. I'm double your install size.
Yeah, it is. It's massive. Everyone that sees it, it's like, what?
You know why? Because there's so many big dinosaurs, so it takes up a lot more space.
I wonder how big the new version is, the remastered with a better. I wish we could play that one.
500.
So much nicer.
So even the remastered version, yeah, that's the one that's in Unreal 5, isn't it? So that's not going to work either.
It looks gorgeous, man. Oh,
man.
But man. It's buggy, mate.
Right, that's that. Anyway, anyone wants to join, just hit us up. Just get on the Discord, man, and chat to us there. Right, let's move on. So next up, I want to talk about Just a Nice Guy, because he's just a nice guy. He sent in this game review for us to look at. We've all taken a look at it, and it's a really good shout, man. Like, it's something totally, totally different. So there's this new game, and it's in early access on Steam, and it's called Don't Scream. And it's called Don't Scream. If you scream, you restart. And what it's about is it's done in Unreal Engine 5. And I can only describe it as, you know the game The Forest?
Mm-hmm.
It's The Forest crossed with the Blair Wicks. Wicks? Why can't I get my words Wicks. Out today? Wicks. With the Blair Witch.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. Yeah.
That was fresh.
With the Blair Wick.
It's Unreal Blair's Engine Wick. 5. It's Unreal Engine 5, but it looks like it's in real life.
Yeah, so
and I'm
but there's been a few games that are like this. So it looks photorealistic, like you're in the woods, and basically you can move around and stuff, and it's just a camera. It looks like a camera because it looks so photorealistic, and you're just walking around the woods. There's graveyards and stuff like that. And the basis of this game is that you get 18 minutes, yeah, to not make a sound, and your mic is listening the whole time. And so basically what you can do is you just walk around in this woods and basically anytime you make a sound through that mic, restart. Mm-hmm. So you have to be completely quiet.
Oh, it knows. Oh, no way.
Yeah. Did you not get that?
I didn't get that element. No, I didn't get that.
Yeah, so you... Because earlier on you was going, I don't get it. It's just a man walking around the woods. But what it is you 18 minutes, you've got to explore the forest and it has jump scares left, right and centre. And you're not allowed to make a noise. And to complete the game, you've got to last 18 minutes without actually making a noise and getting through the game.
It's actually quite simple. You just mute your mic.
Yeah, but the thing is as well, the game, the clock will only tick down on the camera for the 18 minutes when you're moving. So if you just stand still in the woods, the clock stops. So you have to be moving and walking. So it gives options for things to jump out. And obviously, it uses your microphone. It's a microphone game, which is crazy. Comic says, so can't you just turn off your mic? Yeah, but I've just ruined the game.
As I just said. I just
turned your mic down. He knows, yeah.
It would be cheating,
man. Way.
It's got very mixed reviews, though, which is I take with a pinch of salt because maybe people are just, you know, maybe the game's come out with some bugs or issues.
How many people are like you and they didn't realize it uses the mic and they just thought, this looks a bit poo? Because I didn't read it.
The trailer, but no, I didn't read it. I watched the video. Nick said before, watch the video. So I actually muted that lot and I actually watched the whole thing. And I didn't say anything about the mic element. So my bad.
Well, it says on here that it's the game's designed to be a game to play with your friends and family. So it's a short game. You can put it on your TV. So you say you've got a laptop or something like that, because it's obviously low power. Put it on your TV. And then let your family members see who can last the longest without screaming. Turn all the lights off. It'd be a good one for Halloween, man.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
Hate horror games, man.
Why do you hate... like a Friday you just night don't night. Like horror games because you live on your own and you're scared.
Yeah, exactly.
What's under your 100%. Bed? What's under your bed, Trev? Do you ever look under your bed?
My dead ex-girlfriend. No, I'm joking. She's perfectly alive.
Whatever's under his bed is...
I'm not being funny. You can at least bury her in the garden. Under the bed, mate.
I was lazy, mate. I just... what can I say?
Whatever's under the bed... No, whatever's under the bed is deflated right now.
I just don't His ex-girlfriend's like under the bed. She's got a hole in her.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's my joke to you, Gray. What are you saying? I know. The repair kit.
I know.
You seen an airplane?
Yeah.
Autopilot.
I sent Nick a new image you could use for the podcast, but
yeah, he's sending me X-rated pictures.
What?
Yeah, no, Gray. No, yes. Granddad Gray is sending me X-rated pictures of himself.
I sent the same thing to Trev.
You can almost see everything, but the lady's Nicki Minaj is covered up, thankfully. So
yes,
that made it even worse. It would trip your
clickbait. It'll triple your downloads, man.
But anyway, I'm just going to read out what Justin Ice Guy says about this game. He says, this has a system, if you make too much noise or even speak during a certain events, the hostile entities will hunt you down and life end you. Basically, it's got proximity chat, he says. It was a good point out. Like he said, it's just like it's in Unreal Engine 5, so the graphics are absolutely amazing. And it's like the Blair Witch style of the camera. So, just a nice guy. Thank you for sending that in, man. If anybody gets any games they want us to talk about or take a look at, just make sure you send them into the Discord in the podcast room and we'll get them on. This is called Don't Scream.
£8.50.
It's only £8.50, so it's not even a lot.
It's only $10 over here.
You know, you've got four members of the family, £2, whatever it is. Done.
What a good scream.
What Why a good not? Scream, yes. Doo-doo. Right. Let's get on to the next one. The next
thing is... What if you're playing the game and you get excited and you fart? All of a sudden, you got to start over.
You hold that. You hold that little bum. Hold tight.
I think you're more likely to shart yourself more than anything else.
You got Gray sitting there going, holding it in. From behind the tree, it's like, wah! He just like.
And if I make the text that the smallest hint of a shart or a fart, you fail.
Yeah, and instead of it being a jump scare, a man comes out from behind the tree like in Mortal Kombat, and he goes, "You farted."
Hi, the Mortal Kombat guy.
Get over here.
Yeah, whoopsie.
What if you're drinking a beer and you belch all of a sudden? Oh man,
that's not the game to be drinking beer to, is it? No. That's really not the game to be drinking beer to, man. But it looks like a good game. Like, support of the small developers, man. Right, let's move on. Yeah. Retro Trev.
I'm not retro. Well, no, that'd be great, wouldn't it? No, I'm not retro. It's an old. I'm. I've got a new retro setup.
That's what I mean.
I know. Just in case people get confused, because I'm the second youngest in this podcast. It's great. Do you know who got me involved in this? And it was this get up here. It's Nick. I was never a fan of retro stuff for the longest time. Reason being, I've moved on and I play the up-to-date, more current thing, and what's in the past is in the past. And Gray's much like that as well.
Like
and
the doll under the bed.
We were in... Well, yeah, that as well. Then I was at Insomnia with Nick and Ross, and I was playing some games with Nick, because I felt sorry for him, actually. No one would play
but they
games
weren't retro games.
I felt sorry
for
him.
Weren't a retro game.
No, it wasn't a retro game, but it's a retro style game. So it's a new game in a retro theme, and it's called Vampire Survivors. And I did enjoy playing that with him, to be fair. It was good fun. And even let me go one of the most powerful characters for the second game. Not the first one, the second game. So I then started buying in all these consoles, old consoles, because
Was that also because we had a conversation about this where I was telling you about all my bits behind, because look, I've got loads behind me now.
I can see your bits are lovely. No, not really. Although that was an element. Nick asked me to buy a SNES that was being sold locally in Edinburgh. So I went to pick it up for him. And I thought, well, it can't be that expensive. So I started getting a bunch of older... I don't know if my camera will actually show it, because it's in a bit of a tight orientation. Not a chance. No, can't try. So I've got a PS1. I've got the modern version, the smaller version, because I couldn't find one that wasn't yellowed, Nick. So I didn't want a grey one that was all yellowed. It looks crap. So I got the PS1.
I've got the PS1 as well.
Not the old style one. Yeah, you've got the old one, the original, mate. I've got the one that came out in 2000. It's tiny.
What, you got the little rounded edges one that no one liked?
Yeah, but it's original hardware and it plays the original games. So I might change it. I don't know. Well, but see, to turn that on listen to the original... What?
Just before you carry on, I was going to say, I had a really weird story. Do you want to finish your point? And then I'll say, I've got a weird story about when I bought mine.
No, you may as well go there a bit, because so, I've got a lot more to
so
say.
I look on Gumtree for all my like retro stuff, because you get it really cheap on there. Characters. I don't know why every person on Gumtree is always a dodgy character. It's like the dodgy place. What's that thing you get in America where you just know it's dodgy when you go on
Craigslist.
So basically, it's like that. So the guy's like, yeah, PlayStation 1, two controllers. I think it was £25. I thought, that's broken. I thought, that's completely broken, but I'm going to try and get it, and maybe I can fix it. So I text this guy, and I say, look, I'm up for buying it. Have you got it? He says, yeah. Do you want to meet up? I said, yeah. He said, when do you want to meet up? He said, I'll meet you up tomorrow, like tomorrow night, 9 o'clock at night when it's dark, yeah? I was like, all right then, do you want to give me your address? He says, I'll meet you at this address. I thought, this is getting dodgier by the second. I was like, look, it's £25. Who cares, man, if it's broke? I'll probably use it for spares or whatever. So it's all the way up in Camden Town, yeah? So I start making my way up there, yeah? No, it's not. There's a posh area, but there's also some really, like, bad areas there as well. Anyway, I get to this, like, proper, like, grotty estate, yeah? Not knocking grotty estates. I love them. I grew up on one. And basically, I pull up outside this nice swanky house, yeah? Like, I was like, oh, that's a nice house. Like, there's all, like, big trees and lights all over the house. It's really nice. Three-story townhouse. I thought, all right. So I ring the dude and I text him. I was like, you coming out? He says, I'll be there in a minute. So I ring the dude. He's not here. I'm like, hello, mate. I said, I'm outside your house. He says, oh, I don't live there. I'm just coming down the street now. So he gave me somebody else's address because he didn't want me to go to his house, yeah? So then I'm looking. It's getting dark now, and I'm thinking, this is a bit weird. Like, I've been here for 25 minutes. I thought, he's not going to show. He's like, this is weird. Anyway, so I'm just standing on my own, like, looking around. I think I had my daughter with me. So I was like, you stay in the car. It's a bit weird. Like, proper on some back street. Like, some dodgy drug deal going down or something. I'm collecting a PlayStation, do you know what I mean?
This waiting sounds for the police. Really safe.
Yeah, I was waiting for the police to pull up and be like, what are you doing, dude? I'm buying a PlayStation.
Entertain the guy with narco berries for you.
Yeah, anyway, this typical guy, yeah, hat pulled right down over his face so you can't see, with a hood up, yeah, long trench coat, yeah, just comes down the street, like, with his head down, like, walking with a bit of a bop on that, yeah? Oh, I'm thinking, oh, here we go. Here we go. The guy's going to try and take my money. So anyway, the guy comes and he basically walks up. He says, you got the money, mate? I was like, yeah, let's go, mate. He goes, here you go. And he gives me this PlayStation 1, yeah, with the controllers all wrapped in cling film. Like, the whole thing was cling filmed up, yeah, like proper tight.
What was no, in like, that cling film before, though?
It was no different to a drug deal, man. Like, I can imagine, yeah? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So it's all cling filmed up, well tight. And I'm thinking, he's cling filmed this up because he doesn't want me to look at the goods because there's something wrong with it. So basically, hold on. Sorry, I had to shout at everyone again. So it's all cling filmed up and that, yeah? And I'm like, look, do you know what? This is getting dodged. I've got my daughter in the car here. I've got to get out of here. 25 quid. I don't care. You can keep the money, whatever, yeah? comics and one kilo of PS1 right there, already wrapped. Yeah, it was a bit like that. That's exactly how it felt. I was like, is there drugs inside this? And I'm going to get pulled over. Someone's setting me up. Like, oh, anyway, I thought, I'm not dealing with this right now. I'm going home. Like, we'll sort it out when I get home. So then I get back home, yeah? And I'm like, right, let's take a look. So I undo this whole wrap, yeah, and this PlayStation's in there, and two controllers are in there, and oh my god, man, they were absolutely filthy. Like, they had grime and dirt.
Of course they were.
All over it. Been? Like, the whole controller, all of the creases were just dirt inside, all of the buttons, everything. I was like, I don't know if to throw this away. Like, it's like it just came out of a drain. It was that bad, yeah? All over the PlayStation lid and all over the back of it, it was just all, like, smeared, like, with thick, like, crust. I don't even know what it was. It was like jam or something. I don't know what it had done to it. Anyway,
lovely.
I was like, there's no way this is going to work. The controllers were rank. So that day, like, in the morning, I woke up. I was like, I can't be using that. That's disgusting. So what I'd done is I stripped every component out of the, I took the controller all apart, all the buttons off. I took the PlayStation. Yeah, I took the whole PlayStation apart, the board out of it, all the buttons out of it, all the mechanisms. I took the laser disc bit out, all the laser, like, all the little boards with the laser bit on it and that. I took the
whole...
I didn't
know you could do that.
Yeah, I took the whole thing apart, and I literally, with a little toothbrush, yeah, I scrubbed every single part of it, and it's immaculate. Like, now, it looks like the day it came out of the showroom. Like,
yeah, you get that sometimes.
You know, I took the whole... I don't know if you can see it there.
You have to sometimes, like, they're minging sometimes.
Yeah, I can't really show you. But the thing is, I had to take all of... Even the wires on the controller, you know, the plug that goes into the front of the computer?
Yeah,
I even had to disconnect the wires and undo all that and clean the inside of that because it was absolutely filthy.
God, your OCD is worse than mine.
But I'm collecting these to have them to be good versions. True. You know what I mean? Well, I just put it on and it was freaking out a little bit. So then I cleaned the head and all that. And yeah, it worked.
You
I was
cleaned
like,
the head.
Yeah. Not as good as what you would do, but.
Well, yeah, I totally cleaned it all up. Yeah.
I was beginning to think he was going to take some floss head and go through it too.
Oh, floss. Ow. Ow.
But yeah, so that's my shady story about how I got my PlayStation 1. We won't get into how I got the Sega Mega Drive.
I can't even get angry and annoyed that he ruined my story with another story because it's a belter.
You should have told me.
It's a belter. Right, okay, I'm going to show you the consoles I've got. I've got some of them here, some of them I can't.
I thought he was going to go some of them here, some of them there, some of them everywhere.
They're all on the table, but I ran out of room. I've got one space left, and the one space that I've got left will have the Dreamcast on it.
I haven't got a Dreamcast yet.
I'll show you the ones I do have. Master System 2.
I want that. It wasn't built in Alex Kidd.
Yeah, it's built in. That's why I've got it. See, right, okay, so this one is the Master System was never popular in America.
That's the Master System 2.
Master System 2, yeah, because it's got Alex the Kid. I was going to go for Master System 1, but it has really crap games built into it. It's a lot bigger. It's not the one I had as a kid.
It looks more Metro, interested. Though. Metro? Retro? Metro?
Yeah, no, metrosexual. Yeah, it's not, but it's got Alex the Kid, and that's it. And I thought, Nick, I'm going to get the Master System 1.
It's funny.
And I'll buy Alex the Kid on its own. Do you know how much Alex the Kid is, Miracle World, to buy? £100.
Really?
I went, no, I'm not doing that. Yes, yes.
That's probably because no one ever bought it because it came with that.
The problem you've got here is you might not be able to see it too well.
You need to explain it for people listening.
That's what I'm doing. Right. Give me a chance, man.
Just letting you know.
The Master System 1 had a RGB connection, which attaches to SCART, which is far better visual and audio quality, right? But this one, they downsized like they've done with the Genesis / Mega Drive. And the second one, they put an RF connection in. That's the worst connection. That's worse than
that's
your yellow, your color connection. Yeah, it's the worst.
Straight.
So what I might do with this is pay a retro modding guy online £40 to actually solder. I'm not going to touch solder, and I would burn
You can't modify the console.
You can't. Yes,
no, you can do it, but don't do it because it'd be worthless.
I know, but
a stupid thing to do.
RF is
adapters.
Play it how it was meant to be played.
I was tempted. What about adapters? No.
Man, what is with Gray? Gray cut you off like 20 times in a row.
No, Gray, you can't. I can do that, but I don't see the point. It's Nick makes a point. It is retro. I want to leave it as untouched as possible.
Play it how it was meant to be played.
You can get. I'm only thinking about it, mate. You can change it so that there's a RGB connection put in there instead, and it'll still be the original software and hardware, but apart from that one little section, which makes it far better.
Do you know what though? The funny thing is with the Segas, they've all got them the same sort of aerial connections and stuff on them. But do you know what I liked with the with the Nintendos? So with the NES, the SNES. And the 64, they all have a cable which goes into HDMI that you can buy straight off the shelf, and plug it straight into HDMI, and you don't have change any of the console.
Yeah, but they're not cheap, man.
£15, £20.
This all comes from me wanting to get it all in my TV, right? But the conversion boxes, and then there's a retro tink box which actually increases the quality. They're really expensive, and it was not worth the hassle. So I've actually got a 25-inch... you might be able to see that. There you go. There's a CRT TV. So I got that. 25
I can't believe
there.
The price. How much do you reckon a CRT TV is nowadays?
Yeah, but I get a profit back.
I know you're going to say that, but what I'm saying is them TVs were worth nothing.
Oh, they're fortune.
They were getting left all over the place.
It cost me £200 including shipping because a lot of that was shipping. But I got £70 back because it arrived, the corner was broken off. So I went, give me a discount, otherwise you're arranging to pick it up. So everything's au naturel. Other consoles I got were not the original one, PlayStation 2, because it's small and petite, right? So it is the smaller version. It's not the original one, but it is original hardware, and that's what I'm after. I don't want any emulation at all. And then this is the one that some people are a bit funny about. Only in North America was it called the Genesis. Everywhere else it was called the Mega Drive. Well, it was a copyright thing. So I got the one, not the two. I had the two as a kid.
Oh, that's the one I've
got. I got the one. Yeah, it's the original because it's got better audio on it as well. See, when they go for the second model, they downsize and they cut back, as I've just showed in the Master System. It's got a crappier connection because they're trying to cut down. So I thought, I'm going to get that. It's no built-in game, so I don't care. It's original there. And this is one of my prides of joy because... The Mega Drive, man. How good was
Pit
that,
fire.
Boys?
So you're so getting good. Your collection's getting a bit like mine. So I've got...
Oh, well I'm still going.
I won't even go into mine because there's loads of them.
And then I've got... That's the one that's...
That's
it is original hardware.
Throw that away.
No, but it's original hardware. That's what Jammer just... Was it no Jammer? It wasn't Jammer. It was Jenny. Said it was... It's original. But I might... It's when you turn it on, you get original Sony noise. That, it just puts the hairs in the back
right,
of the neck.
So, Jammer says, what's the difference between spending big bucks on all these systems and me emulating them on my PC I already have? Don't hurt me. It's not illegal.
It's a retro thing. It's a collection thing. Yeah, it's having the original, mate. That's why we're doing it.
He doesn't know that because he's a lot younger than us.
Yeah, no, so you didn't grow up with them, mate. So the consoles you grew up with, when you're a lot older, you might go, I might fancy having the original hardware, and you'll
Pokemon,
understand
that's all
why.
I'm going to say for him.
Pokemon?
Yeah, because his generation's all Pokemon generation, isn't it?
I can't stand Pokemon. What a stupid game. You collect and train Pokemons. What a waste of a game.
There you go. You've got one of that you forgot there's one of that generation in the room with us.
Yeah, but all you do with Pokemon is you catch it. Then what do you do? Oh, you're going to catch another one. But then you've got to catch them all.
Wait.
Is that it?
My son's been playing Pokemon since he was 9. And he's 30. And he's 34 now.
How did he get Pikachu on the bus?
Pokemon.
I thought you said no more crap jokes, Nick.
Yeah, but mine weren't crap and the timing was perfect.
No, it was. That was rubbish.
The timing was perfect, but the joke, I don't know.
Yeah. Whilst you're talking about Pokemon and I was talking about what I was talking about earlier, I had a really good idea earlier on. Now, you tell me about this, yeah, if you like the idea or not. So I currently am really loving Ark, yeah? What if the people that made Pokemon Go mix in with the people that made Ark and you walk around the streets playing Ark real life? So you're looking through your... Ross, you've got to stop flicking that on the mic, dude. One of you's flicking things and it's really loud.
That's me.
I thought it was him because he's flicking his thing around. So just think of how Pokemon Go was, but imagine you was playing Ark. So when you're looking around, you're walking through a forest in real life with your kids, and you're looking around, all of a sudden there's a T-Rex there, and you can either shoot it with your phone, like looking at it, and you can tame them. So it's just like Pokemon, but for adults or older people. I suppose Pokemon's for adults as well. But, because we've got one sitting in front of us, I'll say that. But this would be playing that game in the real world like you would Pokemon Go. What do you think?
They do have games like that.
Do it tomorrow.
What games do they have like that?
There's one where basically it's a grid system, so you plan out grids. There's some ones where you can add in your own AR characters.
That grid one sounds like the most boringest invention game I've ever seen in my life.
It's for older people, you see.
We're going to be playing in a world of dinosaurs through our phones, looking in mixed reality or whatever it is. And they're already out. Someone plays it with grids.
No, I'm saying there's ones like that where basically you can add different things into reality through your phone.
Yeah, but I said,
like,
what do you think of my idea?
Pants.
It's doable, but...
Why is it pants?
Attraction-wise,
you were smoking the marijuana before you come on, clearly. You were smoking some of those narco berries that you get here in the dinosaurs.
No. He was smoking the PS1s.
Yeah.
I've got two other consoles. That
I only smoked one PS1.
That was
PS2 came out.
I've got the Wii console because that was iconic, and it plays GameCube games as well, so that's really handy. And I've got the NES, which I can't unplug, and it's perfectly mint condition, Nick. I'm really proud of that.
What, the NES?
Do you know why?
Oh, I want that. I'll trade you. Oh my God, he's got the... I will trade you.
I don't want to trade.
So he's got the NES. He's showing us the NES, and he's got the light gun.
I don't know if I ever saw the red one.
And that's another reason to get CRT, because it doesn't work with modern TVs. It's the way old timey wimey technology works that you need a CRT. So I can't wait for that. I haven't played that yet, but
you're so used to a big screen nowadays. You'll play that on your 23-inch massive screen, and you'll be like, every shot's killing everything.
Yeah, or I'm just that good. Not. I've only got one space left. Let's say I'll get the Dreamcast because I love Crazy Taxi, and that's an underrated console. And then I'll have to wait until I get a bigger table or a move house, because I want others. I want the SNES, which I don't have, and I want probably the N64.
Yeah, N64's got to be done. That's got to be done just for Mario 64.
Yes.
Pilot Wings.
I thought about an Atari as well. They are selling the Atari, original Atari, right? But apparently it's emulation. Even though you can put in the original carts and it works fine, Nick.
it's emulation, and that just makes me feel dirty because I want original. Nope,
I would
no emulation. Sorry, when you go, Ross.
If you can. Like anything.
I remember what I said earlier on. The Wii plays GameCube games. So I don't, yeah, not fussed about that, mate. I would rather just.
It's not the same, never... though. You don't get the cube at the beginning.
I know, but I could get every single one, but then, and then do I want a Game Boy? Game Boy's a couple of hundred quid
I
now.
I do,
in the
yeah.
UK.
I've actually just seen really an original. Expensive. I've just seen an original Game Boy go for £45. Yeah.
What?
Which I was going to buy. See, the thing is, I'm not too. The thing with the Game Boy is, I really wanted one because it's something I had back in the day, but you have to lean it on the shelf. It's not like it just sits there with the rest of them.
Nick and I don't play games on the go, and I don't want to play a game. I want to play a Game Boy game, but not portably. So there is, you can get something from the SNES, Nick, which is a cartridge, which you plug the Game Boy games into, and you can play them there.
On screen,
and then
it's not very good, though. I had that back in the day as well. Same as the Game Genie.
I know, but
I had all three of them. I had the cartridge that lets you plug in the cartridge. So I had the cartridge with the Game Genie plugged into it, and then I had the Game Boy thing, and then the Game Boy game.
I had that one. Same thing with the cartridge.
Or the Mega Drive, or Stroke Genesis, the Tower of Power. So you'd have the Mega CD attached to it underneath.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It goes all the way along.
Yeah, it's crap, really, because it was more powerful than the Mega Drive, but it had to go through the Mega Drive, so it was kind of null and void. And then you had the 32XD on top of it, which was a big chunky bit that plugged into the top. You had the Tower of Power.
Yeah. I'm
not going for that. That's...
If anyone loves retro, I found the best shop I've ever been in my life the other day when I was in York.
Oh, yeah, I looked this up.
I can't remember the name of it.
It was in York, wasn't it?
Yeah, can you look it up quickly?
Look
up retro shop in York. Basically, I walked into this shop. York. It just looked like a normal gaming shop from outside. As the first thing that hit me as I came through the door, I looked and there was PC games in the old cardboard boxes.
It's called
a whole wall of them.
Sore Thumb retro games.
Yeah, that's it. Sore Thumb. That's the one.
It's got yellow in the front.
Yeah, literally, it's got every single console and it's got loads of each one. It's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games. And they're literally just all over the walls everywhere. It's absolutely crazy. I went in there and I said, oh, I can't find a Zelda Link to the Past. He said, oh, you're looking in the console section with cartridges. So, and they're well trustworthy. Like, there's just hundreds of cartridges stacked in lines. And they're on shelves, just in lines, all the way across the wall. And I was like, I can't find Zelda Link to the Past. He said, oh, that's because Zelda's got its own section. So I go around the corner, he takes me to a glass cabinet, and it's just got loads of Zelda stuff, like rare stuff. It had, Commodores and Amigas. It had everything, all the things. There's controllers and everything's hanging from the ceiling everywhere. And I was just overwhelmed. I was like, I could spend so much money in this room.
Nick, that reminds me of a guy I watch on YouTube called, you might have heard of him, Metal Jesus Rocks. So as the name gives away, he's a bit of a metalhead, but he's an older guy, but he grew up with these games and he loves retro stuff. And he went to Japan recently. And one of his videos in every video he'd done this, but he had a special video where he showed all, he went to the gaming stores there, like the one we just discussed.
Yeah.
And obviously the ones in the UK, the one you've saw was cool, but you're in Japan, the home arguably of gaming. And he was getting gems from everywhere, all consoles that were worth a fortune. You can't buy anywhere else.
Do you know what? I've got a friend in Tokyo right now. He's been there for a week. He's there for another week. Maybe I should hit him up and see how much they're worth.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it would be worth a fortune even if you never sold them. I'm not fussed
about...
But
a lot of them don't work over here, do they?
You do have to watch about if it's PAL here and NTSC in America and Japan. So you have to be careful with that. But I'm not fussed about getting games. A game for me, Nick, has to have a case, a cover, but it doesn't need to have the manual in it. And it doesn't need to be one of these sealed, never opened. I want to play that stuff. I'm not that anal about it.
Well, my friend the other day, he does house clearances, and he goes, "Oh, look what I got today." He sent me a picture, and he had a full cardboard box, 20-inch box, of nearly to new Mega Drive games that had been in someone's loft. There was about 50 of them there, and he wanted to sell them to me, but I was like, "Oh, I don't want to pay that much for them." Anyway, he had like Golden Axe, he had Micro Machines, all the games that was top ones, Pit Fighter.
Golden Axe, Street Fighter.
Street Fighter, yeah, he had all these top games.
Not Street Fighter, Streets of Rage, sorry.
Streets of Rage, and he just found them, and I was like, oh my God, you know. But,
that'd be so good. But right,
we've gone on for ages about it. If anyone likes consoles or anything along them, because like retro lines, we've got an actual retro room in the Discord.
Chinese room, is it not?
Yeah, Amy. That's what I was about to say. It's Cheney's room. He's in the chat right now. So, yeah, check him out because he's got his own room in the Discord just about retro computers and stuff. So
it wasn't that long. It was 15 minutes. It was way less than a game review. Not too bad. Yeah.
Not complaining. Okay. It was good.
Yeah.
And to anyone out there, one of our subs, if you do a $10 sub, you do get your own room to talk about whatever you want as well.
So, within reason.
Yeah, within reason.
triple X rated.
Not having a room, triple X rated room for Trev's for dolls.
No, Gray's the one that was sending you the pictures. Come on.
Hey. Fair enough. Taken. Right.
I didn't do anything.
Let's move on. I believe Ross, you've been playing a game called Cookie Cutter.
Or something like that, right? Cookie Cutter, Cookie something.
Cookie Clicker, I have been playing. Oh, Cookie Clicker. Yeah, it is an amazing game. It's basically a giant cookie and you just continuously click it. And there's different layers to different ways. Yes, there's different things you can do. So you can buy multiple mouses so they all click at the same time.
Mices or mouses?
Mices.
I've never understood which one you say.
Mouses.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have mice.
Plural. Yeah, mice. That's it.
Don't know, you have foul English.
Of them.
Leave them alone.
Same. Actually, no, I got a BTEC in it, so...
You set them up on auto-click?
I got a buzz off in
it. You can set up auto-click, you can have all these different things, but basically the whole idea is, as you progress through the game, you get different abilities, different power-ups, so you unlock grandmas, who then start cooking cookies.
And you unlock
Are you going to spit it out?
Yeah, cooking cookies.
Are you got a cookie in your mouth?
I've got you in my head, Nick, from saying it before.
I didn't even say anything
cookie
this time.
Cookie clicking.
If you heard a random sound just now, it's because I looked up the game and it does look pretty mad and it was a sound that came on in the background. It does look pretty cool.
Yeah, you can buy farms that make you farm cookies. You can buy mines. You can buy child labor in the game. So that's a thing.
We won't go there.
The views and opinions of Ross are those of his and nobody else's.
No, it's literally a
small complaint. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a crazy game because it goes to like different dimensions, out of space. But this is like really late game in the beginning. You're just clicking on the cookie to get as many cookies as possible. And as you go through the game, there's all these different features that get added into it. It's a really good game for how simple of a concept it is with how much they added in and how much depth they were able to actually put into a game where you're literally just sitting, clicking a cookie.
Ross, how many cookies have you grabbed then?
At the moment, it's 500 million.
You have 500 million cookies?
You like grabbing a cookie, don't you, son? We know about
it. Oh, man, I love grabbing all them cookies. Have you not seen my heft? for those of you who haven't.
It's an inside joke between...
500 million cookies is a lot of cookies. Where do you stash these things in the game?
Man, they go everywhere. They go in my folds. They go into my cupboards.
In your folds?
No, in the game, not real life, man.
Oh, in the game.
I'm talking about the game. Holy crap.
No. I know you're talking about the game. I was just making a joke. That's disgusting, by the way. Basically, I don't know where they go. They go to some Aether cookie dimension.
I was going to say, I mean, that's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's at the very, very, very end game, every single atom, every single molecule in the whole of your universe and every other universe and every other dimension, once you get near to the end, is just cookies.
Got it.
That's how in depth it goes into. And you can.
Is it one type of cookie or all different kinds of cookies?
There's all different types, actually. There's chocolate chip, there's caramel crunch. There's Double chocolate chip, white chocolate chip, almond, you name it, all the cookies are
chocolate
here.
Chocolate orange.
Is there vegan cookies in it?
I don't think so.
Are they the cookies with the little green specks in them?
I'm out.
They have demon hell creatures.
I don't care about that. I want orange. I want Terry's orange chocolate cookie.
It's not Terry's, it's mine.
Well, you get chocolate, you get chocolate milk and all that other stuff, and you can get
chocolate cows.
Let me just look for this real quick. You can
talk
get
to me, Terry. Talk
cookie.
To me, Terry Tibbs.
Talk to me, Terry.
£4.
Terry Tibbs chocolate.
Does anyone remember that?
Another one of those. I have no idea what you're talking about, but yeah.
But this game is just beautiful for the sake of like such a simple concept done so well, but it's beautiful. So addictive and easy enough for anyone to play on Steam right now for $3.99, or you could just go to the website and play it for free. It's up to you where you want to play it.
And, Ross, your AWC.
Oh, AWC.
Your ass warming chair.
My ass warming chair.
Off. Yeah, you want to show the people?
Yeah, I'll show the people. For those of you who are listening to this, I do apologize. Head over to twitch.tv Extreme Gaming
and subscribe, and you can watch the VOD.
He got it right.
Yeah,
it right.
Yes. And subscribe, all that good stuff. And you can watch the chair reveal right
like
now.
These plugs, like
so
these
you beautiful
plugs.
People.
Instead of saying AMSR,
I'm going to describe it. Ross has stood up. He's wearing shorts, a jumper, with a nice hoodie, hat. Oh, he's got his legs out, very hairy, and odd socks on with holes in.
He's doing the crab.
Next to his body, there is a chair. Oh. Looks like any office chair with a flat thing on it.
But it's not.
He's laying back.
But it's not.
And now the chair falls over and he goes
what's
with
his,
it.
He's what's going his down. Main feature, Ross?
He's going
tell
down
the
in a minute. He's going to drop.
He's not getting back up,
he's
going to
drop.
Not back up.
He's trying to show us, everybody. If you're just a listener, he's trying to show us that his chair can go lay down without him tipping off. But I don't care if his chair... Hold on.
Impressive.
I don't care if your chair didn't flick you backwards. I could see the fear on your face when you leant backwards.
Yeah, because the specifications on this chair is 130 kg, right?
Yeah, but you
but
didn't
I don't
trust
that
it.
Whatsoever. No, I don't trust any chair with my weight. Trust it.
I have seen this guy sit on a deck chair, yeah, in the middle of like this fake beach where there's about 100 people, and he sits down, and I thought he'd done it on purpose, and the chair just goes like into
smashes
a million pieces. And I'm like, did you do that on purpose? Like, no, I just sat on it. Just everyone came running over and got him up off the floor. I was like, what's wrong with you all? He's fell into sand.
I was perfectly fine. By the way, heated seat. It's got a heated function on it. So all this padding, you can have your seat heated or you can have it like a vibrating massage motor turned on.
And where does it massage that you enjoyed particularly?
Definitely particularly on the lower thigh area where it massages is really nice.
That's not what you told us.
Well, I'm trying to keep it PG.
He's trying to vibrate his ball bearings. That's what he's trying to do. But
yeah, all the ball bearings need
your gentleman sausage.
Right, let's not go there. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on from that.
You see how he quickly controls that conversation? Let's move on. That's too much.
Nine different settings to this
PMI.
Chair for your vibration motors. And
nine.
It has a high, medium, and low setting. Heated seating has 15 minutes, or if you're feeling crazy, you can go for 30. On the continuous
mate, your chair, seating. I'm just going to be totally honest and come out of it. Did you buy it on Wish?
No, I got it as a Christmas present.
They bought it on Wish.
I don't know.
Scrap
to
this.
Be honest,
we're moving on. We're moving on. We don't care about your heated seat that you like to feel wet down and below. It's a horrible feeling. Right, let's move on. Trev.
Yep.
I believe you've been playing Resident Evil 4 Remake and you've done some DLC too.
Resident Evil
just before you carry on, 4. I'm going to have to pop downstairs quickly because my missus is at parents' evening. And my kids are currently beating the crap out of each other downstairs. So I'll be back.
I thought she was
fed
up and been ridden. Right, okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll just tell you what Trev said when you get back.
Going down for the 1-2.
It means I'll get peace and quiet anyway, because you never get two words in with this guy anyway. So
I can say whatever we want.
I can. So Nick is a nice guy.
A lovely guy. Don't know what you're saying.
Trev, you don't have an AWC, right? I just want to make sure.
No. I've just got a normal office chair. I actually nicked it from work. So,
cool. Oh, it's a nick? What? Okay, never
mind. I nicked it. I stole it.
Nicked it. Yeah.
Any of you boys played Resident Evil games before?
Nope.
I have seen them. I have played them on the PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3, the old Resident Evil games. Didn't like them for the camera perspective because the camera, like, I could never figure it out for myself until later on in life. And I was like, oh, it's meant to be like that.
You were five when the PlayStation 2 was out.
No, I was like six, seven. I still played it.
You played horror games at that age?
At what age?
I didn't really understand what was happening. I was just like, zombie man has...
parents?
No, not really. I enjoyed it. I had an older brother, that's what it was.
Ah, yes, an older brother. That will do it. No, I play this because I'm kind of obsessed with zombies and Resident Evil stuff. Although I'm usually a bit of a shitbag, so I don't always play them comfortably. But this was the remake version, right? Now, let's not get confused. It's not a remaster. It's a remake. So they take small elements out of the game and they actually make them better. Some people might disagree with that, but for me, comparing it to the original, some of the scenes are actually a lot better and they actually make sense. It's the game it should have been, like an ultimate version, if you like. So I did play this. I got it pretty cheap, £30 on the PlayStation 5. I'll sell the disc again, get most of my money back, but I did enjoy it, so much so I got the DLC as well for it, which I don't always do. It's, if you're a Resident Evil nut, it's one of the best Resident Evil games that people have always said. Resident Evil 4 was always one of the best ones. And I have to agree, it's up there. The DLC is brilliant as well. You play as Ada in the DLC. That's the hot chick, really hot chick, actually. Almost Tomb Raider Lara Croft hot. And I'd say it took me about 30 hours to play the game and about 10 hours for the DLC. So it's pretty good. Nick, have you ever played Resident Evil games?
Yeah, I always say the same thing, though, so everyone's probably bored of hearing my opinion on it. I played the first one where you really struggle for bullets and you was in the old house and you had to find, like, the secret openings in doors and stuff like that.
That's the whole point.
I've never played any others other than that one, which I remembered years ago, which was probably on... it's probably Xbox, maybe?
Could have been. Yeah, one of the older consoles, for sure.
It was
sure.
old one. It was the first one where you went in the house and it pretty much played... play style was... You walk up to a door and there'll be like a zombie coming at you, crawling down the floor or whatever, and you would absolutely panic to try and shoot, and you've got like only four bullets, and they're really hard to come by. And then you went out into the greenhouse, and there was some stuff to do in the greenhouse section, and you had this like over top down map, and it was like back then it wasn't like the games nowadays, because nowadays you have like a big open world map where you can go all over the place and go in multiple houses. But this game was just one house, and it was like just going for,
It was a mansion. Huge. Yeah. So that's why it lasted so long. I remember the first game well. They actually remastered the first game in 2015, which was better because the controls are crap. You go forward, you go up, and you go down. It's like inverted controls. I hated it. So they fixed that, and it looks a lot nicer. They've remastered 1, 2, 3, and 4 now. So what they tend to do is they remaster a game, or remake it or whatever. They bring out a new Resident Evil after that and then they go back to remaster. So Resident Evil Village was the last game and then Resident Evil 4 remake came out a couple of months ago and then they'll probably make a new Resident Evil game after. Then they'll remake 5. 5 was okay, 6 was awful. Oh, 6 was just god-awful.
Did you like the film?
Worst one easily. I loved the movies, but they were not everyone's cup of tea. They're really cheesy. But I like Mila Jovovich was... born for that role. She's just brilliant in it.
Yeah, they were pretty good. I thought it was right.
No, I enjoyed them, mate. It's just that if you compare it as a movie, like overall, is it a really good quality movie? It's not, but I mean, it is, you know, it's just a zombie movie. You turn your brain off and enjoy it, if that makes sense. But the games, I was saying when you went away, Resident Evil 4 is actually one of the better games in the series, because you actually, and it's a remaster, mate, so they take chunks out that were bad in the first game and they improve them or they change them. So I mostly loved this. There was a couple of gripes that pissed me off, though. One of which I didn't realise, I saved up, you can go and buy stuff off a shopkeeper, right? And the shopkeeper varies from character to character, from game to game. And in this one here, he's actually Cockney geezer. I kid you not, he could have been Nick 20 years from now. And Grace falling asleep.
No, I'm fine.
you boy. I'm texting. He's asleep.
He doesn't like Resident Evil games. No, I went to the shopkeeper and I thought, I'm saving up all my coins and I'm going to buy a rocket launcher. It's a lot of money. It's 80,000.
You can get a rocket launcher in the game?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought all you had was pistols and guns and slingshots.
You have loads of guns. You get a couple at the start and then you actually go and buy guns off them. But I stuck to the three main weapons because I just upgraded them instead.
The handgun,
I always upgrade to the max. It's actually a lot more powerful.
Is the one you've been playing, is that the one where...
Kind of like Doom.
Is it the newer one where the shutter comes up at the beginning?
No, not that one. This is Resident Evil 4, man. Resident Evil 4 came out ages ago, but it's been remastered recently. So it's a new take on an old game, I think, yeah. The rocket launcher, this is what happened, Gray, when I bought that. I thought, it's a lot of money, but it's worth it. Saved it up to kill one of the bosses, right? Killed him with the one rocket, and I went back in to check my rocket launcher out. That's not euphemism. And there was no rockets left. The rocket launcher disappeared. I paid 80,000 coins for one rocket launcher, one rocket, and they were gone afterwards. That's what 80,000 coins were spent on. So I was pissed off with that. No one told me that. I'm never buying a rocket launcher off that guy.
Was this real money or in-game money?
In-game money, it was
obviously
80,000
coins. But was it like Sea of Thieves or something, where you paid like a tenner and you get like 50,000 coins?
No. You basically sell things. Like you go about getting treasures and trinkets and you sell them on. And then if you find rubies and stuff, you can add them into the trinkets to raise the value up as well. Oh, right. So I just saved it up. Another thing that pissed me off was, and tell me if anyone plays Resident Evil if I'm being a dumbass, when you're trying to get away from a bad guy, there's not a quick option for you to like turn like 180 and then disappear. You have to, it's very sluggish, the controls. You need to turn around and run away, but then that gives the guy attacking you plenty of time to
kill you. Is that because the controls aren't, there's no strafe, left and right is turn.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate games that do that. So it's like where you'd normally move your mouse, you just swing around with the mouse and then press forward. In these games, I've had another game that's like that, I can't remember what it is. You press forward to go forward, and then when you press the left arrow or the right arrow, which would be to you, Q or A, Q or E, for you, it's like, you instead of going straight and then you just 180 round, your character like runs in a circle. Like he's running round a lamppost. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah,
you're
you wouldn't
do that in real life. You'd just turn around and go, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be like, hold on, I'm just going to run around there 4 foot wide.
Yeah. No, that's a Resident Evil thing, mate. I don't think they'll ever change that. It's kind of something that's supposed to be like that, otherwise taking away a bit of the nostalgic reasons for it. But, I mean, just it was a quick review on the game more than anything. I'm zombie-obsessed. I love zombie stuff. Romero, the original guy that invented zombies way before the games came out, is a legend. You know, is it Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, the classic zombie movies? I just love all that stuff.
I got a question.
And, yeah.
As we're talking about zombies and films, what's everybody's best zombie film?
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. That's a good one. That's a good one, but I wouldn't say it's the best.
Not watching them. Thank you.
My one, favorite. I think mine's the best one.
What?
Zombies vs. Cockneys.
Oh, I saw a clip of that. I didn't see the movie, but I saw the clips of that. It's pretty funny.
That is hilarious. That is
you can't even call it a zombie
by
film,
far
really.
The best zombie film like, I've seen.
It's funny. Yeah, it was funny. Very funny.
It was. We watched it in the community. We watched it in the channel. Cockneys versus Zombies, it's called, or one or the other way. And it is well funny.
It's like a horror comedy, really. It's just so, it's funny.
Yeah. But there's quite a few zombie films that I really, really like. Did you watch the one with the vault where they go across, they have to get into the casino?
Yeah, that was Zack Snyder. I can't remember what it's called,
To be honest, that's the only zombie movie I ever liked was the Snyder one, the first one. I didn't see the second one.
Yeah, the second one.
I did enjoy that.
I haven't watched that either. That's where they go into the vault, isn't it?
Yeah, the vault. And they rob the casino. The reason why I liked the first one was real simple. I don't like the zombie movies because it's always the same thing all the time. Always. It's boring. But Zach did something different where he actually started to create a hierarchy system in the zombies.
Yeah.
And I'm that's new. And I'm sitting there going like, okay, now I get it.
He's got two movies out or a second one's about to come out. He's making his own universe and that. So
that's another whole thing.
Mine is probably 28 days later weeks later. With Robbie Carlyle, that was fantastic. It's a zombie movie.
That was ahead of its time, though. That was like the setting in that film was very realistic for how it really would go down.
Is that the one at the beginning?
It starts with a little girl and she's knocks on her mum's door and then.
Yeah,
or is that Day of the Dead?
So long, mate. That's been so long.
And the little girl just comes running down the corridor and like jumps at her. And yeah, but, gets but out the bathroom window.
That's more a realistic take because if zombies were a thing, why are they going to be slower than a week in jail? No, they're probably just. The thing is, without getting deep about it, that will never happen. But the closest that will come to happening is like a virus that makes you super aggressive. So more than turning into a zombie, you'll run so after people and you'll bite them, but you'll run.
Last of Us?
Like, I Am Legend.
The Last of Us.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend is good, mate.
It's good, but it's
I
not really zombies,
movie.
Is it? It's like Shadow Walkers.
It kind of is, mate. It's a cross between zombies and vampires, isn't it? It's weird.
Oh, vampires. Yeah. Well,
I'm
going to
switch into another realm, but I like iRobot.
I do like iRobot. It's good
shit. Now we've gone to robots. I watched. Hold on, just quickly. I watched a film the other day on Netflix. I can't remember what it was called. I'm pointless me saying this because I can't tell you what it was. And it was about a woman who's with her boyfriend and she works for this tech firm like Apple. And they give her a robot and they say, "Oh, you have this because you're the head scientist working on robots. Have this to have around your house." And it was a real life dude which was meant to be a robot. And it's all about how the robot gets AI and it starts being real and it ends up like trying to murder them. So protective over this woman he loves. He thinks he loves her, so he thinks he's got to protect her and he ends up. Oh, it's crazy. I can't remember the name of it though. So, all of you listening.
That sounds like
her.
Mirror episode.
That movie, Her? You ever see that?
No.
Nah, but
no.
Is that the one where she's there in a house and he goes there and she's behind a glass?
Her is. She's AI. It's Scarlett Johansson. And she's AI, and the guy ends up falling in love with this AI.
Oh, yeah, and in the end, he releases her, doesn't it?
I think. I can't remember.
Yeah,
now.
And she outsmarts him, and she outsmarts him, she gets free, and she leaves to take over the world.
The world.
Talking about AI, what happened in the Discord earlier? Me Sixbot, that runs part of our Discord, doing bits and pieces,
over.
All of a sudden it got AI, and it started writing poems and stuff to people.
Yeah.
Don't
trust me.
They
should have asked you, man. That's rude.
Something else Discord wants to pay a lot of money for, you know.
They do a lot of dodgy stuff. They were caught in a crypto scam a couple months ago, and they started putting everything.
What, the bot?
Yeah, it was caught basically just pushing out crypto and other dodgy sites to people. And
no, what it's doing. No. There's a few people saying this, but what they actually did was if you are with me six, what they did is they asked you if you wanted to add AI into your Discord and if you're happy for AI to talk to people and stuff like that. And what actually happened was it was then text random people saying, "Oh, you can do crypto or whatever, blah blah blah." That's all it was doing. And it was basically phishing to get people to give them money into their crypto.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
But it doesn't matter. Who cares, man?
Now, Dinobot is way better.
One last quick thing I wanted to mention before we move on to the Resident Evil thing was the reason the DLC was pretty cool was in the game you play as Leon, one of the main characters throughout the whole franchise, because it's the whole Umbrella company thing and the story evolves from game to game to game. And you keep getting interrupted every now and again by this hot chick called Ada, right? Like, you know, the short dress and the gun and the overly large chest for a computer character.
You've seen the modded versions of her, right?
Hell yes, and Tomb Raider as well. Yeah, brilliant. And
is a bit of a pervert, isn't he?
And you go, along this, and she pops up every now and again, Ada, to help you out, right? But then when you play the DLC, you play it as her, but it's much shorter, so only certain scenes and chapters are in it. You play as what she was doing the whole time that she wasn't around helping Leon first time. So she pops up every now and then. You go, so it wasn't DLC for the sake of it, if that makes sense. It actually was another part of it than where she saw everything coming from and how she helped save the day kind of thing. So it's out now. The remake was only came out a couple of months ago. If you love Resident Evil, like, buy it. Just buy it.
If you play as Ada, the only problem is when you can't see your feet.
No, you can't. She's wearing big, nice high heels.
Oh, okay. All
right. Just quickly, wondering. Creature said, have you seen Upload? I haven't actually seen Upload.
Yeah, I did. Season one and season two is very good. Season three I haven't seen, but the word on it is not as good as one and two.
Really?
For what it's worth.
I didn't think it sounded like it was that good. It's just like what he dies and gets uploaded to the cloud.
Oh, no, no. It's really good. Season one and two is good, but it really has some great stuff in it. Oh, very right. Good. You would probably like it, Nick.
All right, maybe I'll give it a try. I don't know. Let's see what happens. Right, let's move on.
Might upload it.
Right. So, Lord in our community, and he's named Lord because he's a Lord. What happens to Grey? Grey's...
I'm sure he'll be back.
Grey vanished.
Right. My power went out like a wink. Whoop. Like that.
How did it go out like?
Like this. Boink.
So everyone listening, Grey just disappeared off camera. Right. So Lord, in our community, he's a Lord, an actual Lord, because he bought a piece of grass that tells him he's a Lord. And then he told me, and I'm going to be a Lord as well. But anyway, getting back to the point, he's named Lord.
Piece of grass.
Yeah, so that's what you can do over here. You know that?
I know.
Yeah, you can buy Lord up here if you buy.
You can change your driving license to Lord Nick. But how amazing would that be?
I can see that, man. Anyway, I'm going to do that.
He sent in in the podcast questions. He came up with an idea and he went, Nick, because he was going to come on the show as well today, but he got stuck at work. And he said, I want to give you a quiz. I'm going to give you a gaming quiz and I might do it every week. And you lot see how you fare with the gaming quiz. So I'm going to read it out. Everyone in chat, you can put your answers in the chat as well if you want. Some of them are obvious and some aren't. But we're all different in the gaming world. So I'll read it out and we'll see how his little pub quiz goes down. It's just three questions. Right. Okay, so the first one is... in 2014, Google partnered with a Game Freak and Nintendo as part of an April Fool's Day prank to create a new version of Google Maps populated by small creatures. This prank inspired what massively popular 2016 video game?
I know that.
Look, Ross was like, I want to speak,
Pokemon Go.
You put the answers underneath. You said not to look. The answers are bloody underneath each one.
Well, don't look then, you lot.
It's right in front of me. I don't know.
The thing is, he shouted out the answer before anyone even got a chance to text anything.
We should give the chat a chance to answer it.
He was so excited. He got so excited so quickly that he answered it straight away. Let me read out the questions. This is how the quiz will go down. I'll read all the questions out, and then you can put your hand up. Bloody hell. Before I finished, he said Pokemon Go.
Well, we have all the answers. So get ready, people in the chat, to type.
Maybe
it
you
in.
Should be doing what you did at a pub quiz last time.
What, drink a lot?
Just dance.
Just dancing next to the table the whole time. Everyone was like, is that guy all right over there? He's like, nah, he's a bit peculiar. Don't worry. It's just like a dancing flower. It's just going like that the whole night. Literally, he did not stop dancing for the whole night. And then we're trying to hit him with paper planes. Right, the second question.
It's another story.
Yeah, the word Tetris is a combination of the Greek word tetra, meaning four, and what six-letter sport, four, and... Hold on, I've messed that way. I've read that, haven't I?
The word... I don't know why.
Want me to read it out?
I've put all the letters in like bold and unlined, and it's just really confusing what I've done here. The word Tetris is a combination of the Greek word tetra, and what six-letter sport that was a favourite of game creator Alex Pachidnov. I think I've said that right.
Pachidnov.
Who's a knob?
What sport was it? Six-letter sport.
But I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, because you're looking at the notes, you cheating bastard.
Well, it's right in front of my face. I can't get off it.
Who put the... I don't remember the answers being there.
Only two of them are.
I surely didn't write it.
Which one of you knobheads put the answers underneath?
No, you copied and pasted the whole thing. You're the knob end. You done it.
Laura did it originally.
You're a self-imposed knob.
Everybody in the chat, type in the answer.
Right. So what sport is it? Someone put the sport in.
We need to play the...
Tetris is a very good movie, by the way, now.
Yeah, I would have seen it. Like, last question. Stop butting in, you lot. I can't talk.
Can I read it? Can I read the last one, please? Can I read the last one?
What? Go on in.
In the original 1980 edition of Pac-Man, the four ghosts were named Blinky, Inky, Pinky, and what sea name that doesn't rhyme with the rest?
Gareth?
So now we have two questions out there. Soccer?
Gary?
Soccer's one. Gary? Soccer's got one guess out there by Griffin. Bob. Bob, no, that's right. Not right either.
Right. So you've all got a quick type in right now to see what it is.
So soccer is not the sport, and Bob is not the C
yeah,
name.
So, all right, let's get to it, because none of you are going to get them. So with Tetris, the sport that inspired Tetra was tennis. Soccer. And I don't know why he's put soccer in there, because TVR is actually my cousin in real life, who's in the UK, who lives just down the street, and he's put soccer.
TVR, I'm going to have to time you out for the rest of
the time him.
That's
kick him out. He's gone right on the wayside, hasn't he? Oh, unbelievable.
If you're North American, you're allowed to say soccer.
Now he's just writing random stuff and he's put javelin. Could be javelin.
You're like tiddlywinks.
Javelin them shapes down to the bottom of the screen.
All right. So who was the fourth ghost in Pac-Man? Begins with a C.
You've deleted it now. Oh, no,
no
you haven't.
No, I didn't. It's down below.
I reckon it might
begins
be Clyde.
With a C. You reckon right because you read it.
I was going to say Kringle, but you know.
Kringle. Who's
Chris Kringle.
Kringle. Have you got any friends called Kringle? Because if you have, get rid of them. They're not real.
No,
Chris,
that's
Chris Kringle, right? Chris Kringle.
You said six you letter word. It is six letters. T-E-N-N-I-S. Tennis.
Oh, it's the kid's alphabet. I struggle to know that now.
I still spell in my head like that.
I've forgotten most
of
it.
So if someone said to me, spell hello, I'd be H-E-L-L-O. I'm not joking to you. My peculiar brain does this. Everything I read like that.
You read what the first letter? You don't read the first letter?
Autism in a nutshell. What it is, it comes down to in my brain, yeah, is the first time I hear something, I cannot change from breaking away from the way I do it the first time. So
yeah, muscle memory.
So I have this problem also when I go out with streamers to like nice restaurants for dinner, because it will be like whatever your name is, I will say that to the waitress or waiter that's there. And so like I've been there before and I'm like,
Trainspotting Trev,
I'm like insane, what are you having for dinner, tell the lady what you want, insane, like wacky, or it would be like random people, Curly, and he's looking at me going, just telling her my name's Curly, it's not Curly.
What if his name was Foreplay? Then you're going to go, hey, let's
yeah, well, there you go.
It's got to be Trev again.
Hey, why am I more rude than Grey all of a sudden?
I've got to be honest. Like, the most crappy jokes has to be Ross. The most rudest has to be Trev. The most falling asleep and the most doesn't switch on is Grey.
He struggled during Resident Evil and the retro.
And I
tried. Struggle.
Honestly, I don't know what my problem is. I think I'm immaculate. I'm perfect.
You are.
My comedic timing is better than everyone's.
So my mum, before she died, she always told me, Nick, you're a very special boy.
She's right.
I know. I am. I've got a certificate.
And then she told you to leave the house.
You get a certificate and payments off the government. That says you're special.
She gets special money.
Special
money, man.
Oh, God.
Right. Move on. Let's move on. We've got a short time left for the last piece.
Well, it depends on which piece you want to do.
My part's really quick.
I know Trev wants to get his bit in about the whatever you're going to say, so I'll let you say that first.
That's the really quick thing, actually. If there's any decent games ever available on Game Pass, PlayStation Game Pass, or Prime Games, I'll always mention them. And there is Prime Games for November are Rage 2.
Good game.
Which, if you ever played
What's
that,
Prime
yeah,
Games?
Yep.
It's Amazon Prime Gaming. You get free games every month. Did you not know that?
Where do you get them now?
From you just go to primegaming.com, or there's an app called Prime Gaming for your
Amazon. It's
a launcher,
Amazon.
Sorry. Amazon Gaming, yeah. Wait. I give you a Prime sub. It's all part of that.
I get the Prime sub. But I would never have thought to go to Amazon Gaming and download a free game.
A lot of people don't, but they do have some good stuff.
So why don't they tell people this crap?
Because why would they want to? It's less money if they don't tell you about it.
So then don't do it in the first place.
They give you games, but they're not epic games quality, I would say. But they're still decent ones.
Tell us the best game that's free.
Rage 2 might be an older game, but it's really good.
Well, that was my point. It is older, but it's good. It cost them next to nothing to get the license.
An oldie,
for it. That's
but
my
a goodie.
Point, I think.
Right.
Rage 2 is a bit like Doom meets Mad Max. Which makes it crazy, actually.
It is.
Doom in the Mad Max world, if that makes sense. So
you get lots of great powers in Rage 2 to wipe out all these enemies.
And then the classic Knights of the Old Republic people, Star Wars. I played that in the original Xbox. That is brilliant. It's dated, but it's brilliant.
Two dated games.
Go and download them.
What other games?
I've actually got the launcher here just now. There's actually an Amazon Games launcher.
Is it?
Download that. Yeah.
Nah, it's probably just a spy on your stats.
Yeah, it only has 8 games on it, though.
Yeah.
And another thing, it gives you a lot of...
It's like 0.0000000001 of the Steam collection.
God, you started sounding like you were from Yorkshire there. He's just defending everybody in Yorkshire.
Sorry, people. We do not condone his hatred towards people in Yorkshire.
I really thought it was the internet.
His views
was
are Trainspotting Trevs. He's in Scotland and they're his own.
I love the accent. What are you saying?
Well, I'm sure they've got something to say about your accent.
Probably do. It's amazing. You wanted to know some of the games that are available, right? Some of the games that I've got at the moment are Star Wars 2 Unleashed.
Nope.
Sorry, Star Wars The Force Unleashed.
Nope.
Which was a pretty big deal. Knights of Pop, Star Wars.
Nope.
Force
are they
all
Star Wars?
1 and 2. No.
You sure you're not Disney?
There's quite a few Star Wars games. There's quite a few Star Wars games, I won't lie. All the Monkey Islands are in there.
Nope.
What else have we got? I think...
You haven't got nothing worth doing it for yet. You're not selling it.
It's free, mate. You don't like them.
Yeah, sometimes
you don't
things are free because you can't give them away.
I'm not saying that. I've pointed out the games that were worth
downloading. And now they're after you.
Right. That's the popo are after me, man. But anyway, I thought I'd point them out. Another
thing,
you
just see Trev pick up all his consoles, his CRT TV, and run.
She runs out.
No, they're mine.
Imagine that getting raided on stream.
You get free skins and stuff and add in for games.
But I want four skins.
Free coins.
Well, that has to do with the foreplay from before. But yeah,
you need the ultimate membership to get that one. The deluxe membership.
To get four skins.
The plus.
But I like it for Destiny because it gives you free emotes and free in-game skins for things. And so anyway, Prime Gaming.
Do you know what? Just a side note. Obviously, in-game, you got a character and you get different outfits and they call them skins. I really don't like this word.
It's a skin. What do you want to call it? Outfit.
What would you call it?
Okay, outfit, you poncy.
Outfit?
What would you call it, Gray?
Yeah, but...
I don't know. Reskin really sounds
what do you call
good.
A, what part... do you call a...
Reface, like the movie.
A reface? A reface? Yeah. No.
Face off.
Hold on. Let's go back.
Whatever.
Let's go back to basics. Now, Gray is all American. Yeah, he's in a Floridian.
Oh, here we go with the lesson now. Right? I'm an American.
As we know, every week we talk about it. The Americans like to be very obvious with their words. Walk on the side. So what is it for the skins?
I don't know.
Come on.
Just came out of the top of my head.
I want you to come out with the most original word for a different skin on your game.
I want to hear this too, actually.
Come on.
Reshape. I don't know.
A reshape, but you haven't changed the shape of it. It's the same shape. It's just got a different pattern on it.
I'm going to start changing the shape of it.
Well, it's literally skin then. It's literally the outside. It's the skin. So
rebaked.
Digital skin.
I think his refaced was better.
Yeah, I like the refaced, yes.
There's got to be a better word for
redesign.
It.
Skin sounds good because it's more gory.
But it makes sense, though. If you put new skin on, it's the same person. But it's a different skin. Makes sense.
Same as calling it a jacket or a coat.
Yeah. But I don't know if that would make any sense.
What new jackets have you got?
This game has a new jacket on it. So it's like...
It's been re-jacketed.
Re-jacketed, yeah.
The other quick thing to mention, because it was supposed to be a quick point, but you guys are the ones that spun out
Us?
Too long.
Never.
It was the new Steam Deck OLED, which looks stunning, to be fair. Have you guys seen the new Steam Deck OLED?
No, but it annoys me that I didn't buy the old one, and this is one of the reasons why.
I wouldn't buy them because I don't play games on the go, but I can still say it's good at what it does. It's they actually give you a lot of bang for your buck if you go and check it out. they actually, it costs a little bit less than before, and it's got an OLED in it, more battery life to it. It's lighter, cooler, bigger screen on it, OLED, HDR. The thing looks stunning, to be fair. But I don't. Do you know what would be good for, Nick, if I went to Insomnia's and whatnot?
Yeah. No, they're not, though, because the thing is, when you go to Insomnia's and stuff like that, actually, what I try and tell people, maybe on the train on the way there or on the plane on the way there, it'd be good. But when you get there, you're not going to be using this thing.
You'd attach it to a dock and play it on a monitor, wouldn't you?
But only 720p,
but the thing is, it doesn't have enough power for me. There's a new one from Asus, the ROG Alloy. And
yeah, I saw that.
There's one from Lenovo called the Legion Go. Oh, Nick, guys, you boys need to see this thing. It has Joy-Cons that come off like the Switch, but they're bigger. And one of them, the right Joy-Con, you can switch it to FPS mode, right? So imagine the right Joy-Con, Nick, right? Infrared sensor underneath. You put it in a little holder, and it turns into a mouse. So you can actually play FPS games on this thing. It's an absolute Windows 11 beast. But anyway, so new Steam Deck.
Right, and we're coming close to the end of the podcast. So I'm only going to send us out on a comment from Chaney. So I'm going to read this comment out, and then I'm going to see you all next
Thursday. I had to allow it.
He says, when you take the jacket off... Oh, fuck.
No, wait, read it right.
I messed it up.
Start again.
Sorry for the language, people. He says, when you take the re-jacket off, do you just re-jack off? Peace out, people. Goodbye.